This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On this Feed Forum Friday, we talk about those calves on liquid milk replacer and DFMs to enhance the development of starter intake and reduce the risk of scouring in these calves. With more, here's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum is going to talk about the role of direct-fed microbials, also known as DFMs. So our listeners may wonder, well, what are DFMs? Well, these are live bacteria, as I'm going to define it here today, that we feed to the cow to complement her natural microflora in her gut as well. They are found not only in dairy cattle, but swine, beef cattle, and poultry as well. A survey of the readers, 11% were adding DFMs to the feeding program. So let's talk about these live bacteria and how they may benefit your dairy animal. There are three sites they can be involved in. First would be the rumen. In the rumen, they may be able to stabilize the rumen environment and improve the fermentation profile, enhance fiber digestibility, and in some cases be an antimicrobial, which means that we're going to fight the bad guys. So who are the bad guys? Well, Salmonella and E. coli would be good examples of bad guys that could be in the diet of dairy cattle. Perhaps the second point is where most of the benefits are going to be, and that's in the small intestine. And what it can do, first of all, it can be part of the lining of the small intestine, or the biofilm, as we call that. And what that does is competes with the bad bacteria and excludes them from establishing in the gut lining of the animal. Second of all, it can remove some substrates that may not be available for the other bacteria to live on, therefore we kind of try to starve them out. Thirdly, they can be antagonistic to the undesirable bacteria. In other words, the good guys win the battle. Number four, they may stimulate immune function in these dairy cattle and, of course, enhance gut health. And certainly we are well aware of that with such phenomena as leaking gut syndrome that's been studied at Iowa State University. The third site, Bill, that some of these DFMs can work would be the large intestine. And by and large, what they're doing there is to go for competitive exclusion in there as well. Some of these DFMs became popular with the bloody gut syndrome that we see in dairy cattle. Some researchers have looked at all the different types of DFMs, and that's one of our challenges. There are 10 different species of lactobacillus, 7 biobacteriums out there as well, and 10 other non-lactic acid bacteria out there in other species as well. So there are well in excess of 27 different bacteria that the farmer could choose from. Certainly, it's indicated in their survey, 12 different products that are commercially available to farmers that are based on DFMs as well. So what are some of the roles we could look at for DFMs? Well, certainly the big one is to prevent lactic acid formation in the rumen, and they can do a good job on that. Some of them can. Number two, reduce the stress of animals. This could be heat stress, that could be disease stress, and that should favor dry matter intake. Thirdly, increase volatile fatty acid production, especially propionic acid there. Fourthly, improve feed efficiency, and in growing animals, fifthly, increase gain in performance. So our take-home message would be, we are recommending DFMs for calves that are on liquid milk or milk replacer to enhance development of starter intake and also at the same time reduce the risk of scouring in these calves. In fact, some milk replacers have them added automatically. Second of all, ask for the research if you're going to buy a DFM product. And then third of all, evaluate it on your farm. Does it solve a challenge on your dairy farm as far as that goes? I think, Bill, will see more interest in DFMs in the future because obviously it has animal immunity and health written all over it, and with emphasis to decrease the use of antibiotics in dairy rations, it has its place as well. Well, thanks. Have a good day.
And thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
March milk production was anything but bullish. Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter, will talk with Lee Mielke about it on Monday. Have a good weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.